From Washington, this is VOA News. A series of coordinated attacks leaves more than 120 people dead in Paris. French President François Hollande has declared a state of emergency and closed France's borders after a series of attacks killed more than 120 people. VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
It was a night of terror in the French capital, with explosions prompting the evacuation of the Stade de France, a major stadium outside Paris where a football match was underway between France and Germany. Elsewhere in the city, at the Bataclan Theater Concert Hall, witnesses described a scene of carnage. Gunmen took a large number of hostages among people attending a performance by an American rock band before police stormed the building. The city's deputy mayor says it appears at least 118 people died in the concert hall. Police said there were at least six attacks across Paris, most involving volleys of automatic gunfire. At the Stade de France, television cameras caught the sound of one of at least three explosions during the football match. Among those evacuated from the stadium was French President François Hollande, who moments later appeared on national television, called the attacks a horror, declared a state of emergency, and announced France was closing its borders for the first time in recent memory.
Nous devons nous assurer que personne ne pourra rentrer.
He said the French government must ensure that no one can enter the country to commit these kinds of acts and also be able to apprehend those who carried out the crimes if they try to leave French territory. World leaders condemned the attacks. At the White House, President Barack Obama called the assaults an outrageous attempt to terrorize civilians and an attack on all humanity.
That's VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez. This is VOA News. Patrick Kennedy is an adjunct professor of political science at Sciences Po in Paris. He was in a café in the 10th arrondissement when Friday's attacks occurred. He said from the French capital that people there are in a state of shock.
The whole scene feels like a theater right now. I mean, you just have sirens everywhere. You have people out in the streets. There's just information and people on their cell phones. It's just the whole situation just feels like it's kind of surreal.
Kennedy said that French police have ordered everyone to stay in place. He said many people are concerned they won't be able to get home, but that they are cooperating with authorities. No one has claimed responsibility for Friday's attack. However, security has been heightened because of the terrorist attacks. VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Seldon says that there were no alerts that such an attack was imminent.
Talking to U.S. intelligence agencies, both looking at overseas intelligence and also intelligence closer to home, Department of Homeland Security, there were no terror alerts that were put into place prior to this. There was no chatter, officials are telling me, that was picked up on at all that would have been any additional cause for concern beyond the normal level of concern that always exists. But they are talking about it. There are precautions being taken in some cities. And again, they're going to watch this as this unfolds. One person I spoke to said, look, this is the very early stages of what's unfolding. And if there's one thing we know, they said, is that a lot of the time, early information can often be wrong.
That's VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon. World leaders responded with shock and outrage to the attacks in Paris. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, whose foreign minister was at the Stade de France with French President François Hollande, said she was deeply shaken by the news. Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a statement that he sent his deep condolences to the people of France. He said Russia stands ready to provide any and all assistance to investigate the crimes. British Prime Minister David Cameron said he was shocked by Friday's events in the French capital. He said that Britain will do whatever it can to help. And European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said that he was confident France would overcome what he called this new trial. The U.S. Embassy in Paris is making every effort to account for U.S. citizens in the city. U.S. citizens who are looking for information can call 1-888-407-4747 from the United States or 001-202-501-4444 from overseas for assistance. For more, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.